how to pay for the war in Iraq is one of the problems facing Congress when it convenes after the first of the year. The administration is due to ask for a supplemental appropriation to cover the cost of military operations, and as NPR's Tom Gelton reports, there are already indications the request will be more than the Congress is expecting.
So far, the Pentagon has come to the Congress three times to ask for money to cover the cost of war. Through this past fiscal year, which ended in October, operations in Iraq and Afghanistan had cost more than $130 billion. And Democrat Ike Skelton of Missouri, ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee, says his fellow congressmen should be prepared to keep spending.
On a monthly basis, it's costing for both Iraq and Afghanistan around $6 billion. And, of course, that's going to continue. I don't see light at the end of the tunnel on either one of those.
In August, the administration asked for an extra $25 billion to cover war-related costs this year. Pentagon planners are now working with the White House on a supplemental appropriation proposal. Congressman Skelton says he's expecting a request for another $80 billion. Other sources say it could even be $90 billion or more. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld once said he wanted realistic Pentagon budgets so he wouldn't have to return to Congress over and over to ask for additional money. But defense spending expert Gordon Adams of George Washington University says Rumsfeld and others have learned that war costs are unpredictable.
The defense budget covers the forces you have in place. It does not cover operating them in wartime. And the only way that you can adequately supply the funds for wartime expenditures is through supplementals. There is no other decent way to budget this. So they've learned their lesson. What they have yet to successfully do is predict the future well enough to know how much money they're going to have to ask for in those supplementals.
A request for $80 or $90 billion additional dollars on top of the 25 appropriated in August would mean warfighting costs this year will rise to about $8 billion a month. Stephen Kosiak of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments says the rising costs are due in part to the increase in U.S. troop commitments in Iraq due to the insurgency there.
It's clearly true that this is costing a lot more than either DOD anticipated or others anticipated. And that's partly a function of the fact, obviously, that we're there longer with more troops and the operations are more intense. But even adjusting for that, I think it's turning out that this is just costing more than people had anticipated.
One problem, higher than expected oil prices. Another is that equipment is breaking down more quickly in the harsh Iraqi environment. In addition to the request for a supplemental appropriation, Pentagon planners are asking Congress to shift some money from one account to another, funds that had been set aside to pay soldiers and Marines later this year, or to cover the cost of training exercises and equipment maintenance, will be spent now on more urgent needs. Gordon Adams, a defense budget officer in the Clinton administration, says one effect of such reprogramming is that the military will be less well prepared for the missions it may face.
If you've planned to send brigades through training cycles and you can't do it anymore, you've degraded their readiness. If you plan to have equipment at a certain level of readiness and you don't put it through the depots because you need the money for Iraq, your equipment begins to degrade.
The White House Office of Management and Budget is said to be trying to trim the Pentagon's new war spending request, but Congressman Ike Skelton says his assumption is the Pentagon will get what it wants.
We just have to be successful because we're there and we've expended so much in our national treasure of young men, young women being injured, being killed, and we just can't come out second best in this.
Part of the supplemental appropriation would go to pay for better armor for the U.S. troops in Iraq, and no one on Capitol Hill is likely to question that need. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.